Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
To the sweet sounds of Kevin Bloody Wilson, it's Hump Day with Swanee and friends, Dane Swan, Samantha Riches, hello.
And guest, we have a special guest in the room.
Who's the guest?
We have a celebrity food critic in the house.
Me?
Not you, Ralph.
Who then?
I'm not surprised by your surprise because somehow this one's been slipped past us. You know, every week where we're like, hey, going, Dane, got anything on? You're like, yeah, no. This is something that you would kind of mention to your friends and colleagues and be proud of. And
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know what we're talking about. Do you have a new job, Dane, that you'd like to tell us about?
He's wearing a collar.
He's wearing a collar for the first time since I've met him.
I've had this for like 3 years. I thought I might as well put it. I was on the floor. I know why I got it out the other day, but I don't really like it. But I was a bit cold walking out of the house.
Well, it looks lovely, Dane. I think it's a good choice.
I'm not particularly fond of it. Okay. But I'm only gumming in here, so.
Don't need to impress us.
No, absolutely not.
So we have a celebrity food critic in the house, Taste Buds with Dane Swan.
Oh, that. Oh, yeah.
Not only does he have his own show, his name is in the title.
My name's in this title.
Yeah, it is.
My name's in most of the shit I do, apparently enough.
Do you feel used?
Nah, as long as I'm adequately compensated for it, that's fine.
Yeah. So tell us, Dane. I just randomly.
Leading with this, are we? I didn't know it was a big fucking deal.
Well, it's a big deal. I haven't texted during the week, but I didn't get a text back. Why, that's not unusual.
Why would we have to lead with a big deal?
Why would we lead with a big deal story about you, Dane, on your show? You've made the connection that both of them are named after you.
Yeah. What do you want to know?
Well, I just randomly got followed by an Instagram account, and I was like, "What is this, a real account or is this some fucking scam?"
And what is it?
Well, Dane was following the account, so I figured it must be real, and he has his own cooking show.
What are you doing?
Well, basically.
Yeah.
I'm not cooking.
No, but that's all right. We wouldn't want to subject people to that.
No, I have to do real hard work.
No, correct. So tell us how it came about. Tell us about it.
Well, I don't even know if I'm allowed because it's not out yet. I've only just started filming it. But,
well, there's an Instagram page.
How can it not be out if Sam's seen it on Instagram?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Well,
maybe it's out more now. Maybe it's out more than you realise, Dane.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so film the first episode Monday.
You'll be surprised to know that he didn't dress up on the occasion. He's just wearing a black T-shirt, black trackies,
I reckon. I was asked to wear a black T-shirt and it was cold.
Yeah.
So I was like, I had shorts and that and I was like, do you want me to ask? I can take the trackies off, but... Oh, I said no.
We'll shoot from the waist up.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
So on the off chance it's for an urn, what's the company?
What's it going to be on?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm allowed to.
It's on the internet.
It's on the internet. Seven Mate, I think.
Hang on.
It's a bit of an urn, isn't it?
Not just that.
Hello?
Seven Mates next door to, would you like me to do some AFL work?
Correct.
No. Well, I can't do
while
AFL.
I'm here.
Full book now. I'm going to have full book of footy next year. No, I can't play.
Busy.
I can't do it. Yeah. Yep.
Too busy. So basically, the premise of this show is where did it come from? Was it
well,
from
I was your, asked. So, yeah. Yeah.
Why do you think they asked you?
I've got no idea.
I'm trying to lead you in here, Dane.
No, I've got no idea. But like, I enjoy food. I'm something a bit different that I'm not used to. I'm usually like, you're the host and you're so it's a little bit out of my comfort zone. I'm usually bouncing I'm usually the one getting asked questions, and I guess that's probably where I'm in my wheelhouse, and that's probably where I'm better at. But I was asked, and likewise, actually, we actually said it on this show earlier, man. I'll give anything a go once. I'm not too proud to embarrass myself or to try something different. So I was asked, and I was like, fuck it, why not? I enjoy food. I enjoy getting out, meeting people, having a beer, and just talking shit with people, and I think that's what I'm reasonably good at. Now it's just trying to figure it out to host a show, but hopefully – well, I think we're going to record or film, whatever you call it, 4 episodes, and hopefully it goes okay. If it doesn't, well, I've had a go and we move on. But
I love
his
attitude. I love it.
Good fun the first. Good fun. I don't know. I can ask the blokes. We can talk about it next week where we're filming. But we did a restaurant on Monday. It was lovely food. Good guy. The guy and the chef were lovely. A bit of fun. Talk a bit of footy. Talk a bit of shit about the food.
Is it up to you to get the guests?
No, it's not. It's not in my wheelhouse.
Oh, we know that.
You're still not a good asker.
No. I did ask though, but he was in Bali.
That happens.
Do you have any kind of like inkling as to why he might be in Bali? Not up with the
wedding.
Latest news, right?
Yeah. So Taste Buds at Dave's Fun is called. Filming this Saturday down the country, big barbecue feast, and then Monday again.
Busy, so flat out, busy, yeah. Man.
But I enjoyed it. It was good. Hopefully, listen. If I think it's going to be on, like a Saturday or somewhere, everyone's glued to their TVs. If you're not a fan of me, I'd probably imagine you're not going to like it. But if you do like the way I go about things, you probably might enjoy it. It's very, it's an easy watch. We're not actually like MasterChef where you're walking through. You're just talking about went to a seafood restaurant, talking about their produce and how fresh their food is and where they get it from and trying it, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
It's full as a
and what's
fat woman's sock I was, but I actually said that on the show, but they said we probably can't use probably that. So
that was my question. What's the parental guidance rating?
Yeah, so swearing, that's off. So okay.
It's
a different Dane Swan you're going to see.
Yeah.
I actually said I'm as full as a fat woman's sock. Everyone laughed, but I wasn't allowed to say it, so I had to say centipede sock drawer.
Stop.
I love that you've got a book of all these wonderful witty sayings, then you've got a PG version of them too.
Well, I had a couple more there, so but it was good. I've got no idea whether I did a good job or not. I guess the people editing it will hopefully make me look good, and then I imagine it'll go to where, unless it's – and then hopefully people like it and we do some more. But, it was good fun. The people there were good. They led me into some stuff, which was – they make it pretty easy for you. So,
if you're not following along the journey already, it's on Instagram. You can find it tastebuds_with_DaneSwan. Taste Buds hosted by Dane Swan. Looks like it's going to be an absolute perler.
Even
though it's not out yet.
It's a TV show.
I think it's – well, once again, I don't know if I'm
– it's airing. Here we go. See, yeah. Lucky I've got –
it says it. Okay, well, no. It's in April, is it?
April 13th. Finding great food in great places. We step into the world of some of Australia's best chefs and cooks, airing 13th of April 2024 on 7 May.
Okay, so, well, I'm what was allowed to say it. It's going on in April.
He's got his own fucking chopping boards. You got your own merch line.
We don't fuck about at 7, mate, let me tell you.
Well, it's not loading, but you can see it there, look. Wow. That's not bad, man.
Does that those shits and sizzles?
Shits and sizzles.
It's an apron.
What's life without a bit of banter at Aussie barbecue?
So you can't say a fat woman sock, but you can say shits and sizzles. We need to adopt someone.
It's exciting. I'm looking forward to it, and hopefully – well, my goal is obviously next year to be best new talent at the Logies.
Oh, Silver Logie.
I think that's what I'm going for.
Silver Logie? Yeah. Why not, Dane? Aim for the stars.
Now, what? How do you become best new talent? You just have to be the first because
– public vote.
Okay, well, I've got a bit of power behind with the Collingwood Army. So, yeah. But how do you
how do you get nominated?
Yes.
That's a very good question.
You have to have a show.
Well, guess who's fucking having a show next year?
Exactly.
Tick.
So
it's exciting.
We've got a manager and a manager's manager, so they'll probably work that out. But if they don't, then I can look into it for you. Yeah, make sure
you
get a
lobby. You do have to lobby.
Oh, do you?
Lobbying now. It's not even out yet. The show might win a Logie. Best
what?
Cooking
show take on MasterChef? You reckon?
I think so. I think we'll be better than it. It's going to be a very easy watch. Hopefully throw a little bit of humour, a little bit of great food.
Do you know how long the episode goes for?
Okay, so,
it's
so like 22 minutes.
I was wondering if it could like possibly air during half-time.
You film for a long time for 22 minutes of episode. Tell me. Let me tell you. A lot of sitting around, not doing much, waiting for, I don't know.
We used to film for an hour and 20 minutes roughly to get 3.5 minutes on street tour.
Yeah. So I think I was there at, I don't want to give all the behind the curtain secrets away, just for this, just for this one. I think I'd been out at the Yarra at 8:30, and I got home just before 5.
Oh, you would have loved that
for a 22-minute. Well, I was severely hungover, so that was on the Sunday, but I had a decent
on your first
on
day of work.
No, I wasn't. No, sorry, I had a big weekend on. Second up blues.
He rested up for it.
Yeah, but it was all right. I didn't have to deal with the children at home. So I was going, I got to eat some glorious seafood, which you'll find out about on April 13 or April 20 or the 27th, whenever this episode goes to air.
Send your VCR.
Yep, yes, absolutely. Yeah, so it is a long day. Like, I could imagine working on a movie, like how fucking long they take.
Years, Dane.
Well, exactly. For 15 million or 20 million or something, I reckon I could fucking tough it out, though.
Could you stay in character? That'd be the tough.
Yeah, well.
So you only have to stay as
Daniel Day-Lewis. Do you think like method? I'm a method actor. Yeah, I turned into
Daniel Day-Swan.
Turned into who's Coxie? No, the big fella.
He's a great fella, Coxie.
Yeah. But yeah, there's a couple of what have we got? This Saturday we're doing like a big barbecue sort of thing. It's in Niora. It's a far away. I think we're doing. A couple other mates restaurant,
They're filming on Saturdays.
Well, because I was meant to be going, I'm going to the US. Like we have to try and
get in front,
pump them out. Yeah,
I just wonder if they stop for the quaddy.
well, a lot of sitting around, so we can actually watch it. Exactly, a lot of standing around, but so I don't know. Yeah, so it is. So the cat's out of the bag. So it'll be fun. Hopefully people watch it. So I enjoyed doing it. Great people to work with, and
we're certainly behind you, Dane. Well done.
Thank you. Yeah, best Logie, best new talent.
Yep, we'll push it. So. We'll spruik it. We'll do a campaign on here.
Trev Marmalade always said he was dirty for 15 years in a row. We missed out on best new talent. So we
speak. When's Trev coming on the show, by the way?
Just a matter of asking him.
Well, let's ask.
Let me ask him now.
Would you do it right now?
I don't have his number.
talk to me. We catch out of the bag. Segway.
Mm-hmm.
Geelong have picked up. Here's Meg Soltry's account. She's a Warrnambool Standard sports journo. And this is the scenes. This is they're jumping there in the Stevens household. George Stevens gets drafted from Warrnambool to Geelong. We need to adopt him, Dane.
What's that?
Pick 58.
Oh, is he? Good on him. Where's that last? Good on him.
So I thought
it's got big shoes to fill.
I thought I won stat of the week with somewhere near the microphone, Sam.
Thank you.
I thought I won stat of the week with Australia's never lost a World Cup final in India in 2023, but
haven't they?
Never in 2023.
Jesus.
Yep. But you trumped me. I did not know that no number one draft pick had ever won a Brownlow.
No,
number 58 had. Oh, what?
Adam Cooney.
Oh, so it's one all. Is that what you're saying?
No, we've won three.
Really?
Lockie Neal's 58.
Really? And he did two.
And he's won two. So
it should have been four, yeah?
Well, it should have been five. Or we should have five all up. Well, 58. But I should ask this one. How many – what's the
– highest number.
Yeah, well, someone's won three. So, but that was before the age of being drafted. So, yes. No, what number was Ablett? He's won two. Judd's won two. He's picked – maybe – he was pick three, wasn't he? Maybe another one, pick three, he's one. But 58, it is a statistical fact, Samantha, that you are more likely to win the Brownlow being drafted at pick. What's his name, George?
George Stevens.
George Stevens. So George Stevens is more likely to win the Brownlow than Harley Reid.
Get it, George.
So the pressure on George is huge. Mm. Big shoes to fill. I hope he doesn't feel a burden. Like I said, I wish everyone who got drafted in the last couple of days a happy and long career, and I've had as much fun as I did playing, but 58's got a lot of big boots, big shoes. Well, it's just size 11s for me. I don't think Lockie's probably got smaller feet than me. He's a bit smaller than me, but don't know what position George plays and how big he is. But, yeah, there's a fair bit of pressure on him. Because I think 58's probably, you know, I'm not.
That's a sweet spot, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I'm not saying number 58 if you.
Don't aim too high. Don't burn out early.
I'm not saying if you rank 58 versus pick one that we're better, but I'm not saying that either. So I'll leave that for.
Kind of sounds like what you're saying.
I'm not saying anything. I'm just
have
putting
the potential.
It. Well, that's just a statistical fact, Samantha.
Thank you.
A fact that, and no one can argue with it. There is more chance of you winning the Brownlow being drafted at 58 than there is at pick one. So I'm saying he's going to be better than Harley Reid. I'm putting it out there.
You've said it.
Go, Georgie.
George Stevens.
George Stevens.
Well, follow the Cats. Yeah.
We're with him.
And they call him Cat Stevens.
Get it.
What? Well, hey, we got a laugh, didn't we? Yeah.
So he can't get the snare drum.
No.
Because he doesn't have the ears.
Cat Stevens, but
He goes,
oh, I figured that. But
he refuses to wear ears in here, so he doesn't know what we're hearing.
But yeah, so good on him. Anything... I didn't watch the draft.
Did you watch either night?
No. Like, I can't believe it. Why is it over two nights? Well, we're not the NFL draft. They're not making fucking $10 million signing bonus.
Tate.
What?
What rules your life? I know you love your family.
Sport. Gambling.
Higher. Even higher.
Getting it earned.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Well, that's why I was having
it. Yeah, okay. What, for the TV, Ross?
Yeah, exactly.
Go on. I did say something. I looked at the first round. There was 30 picks.
Yes.
Now listen. I'm not great at math. It's not my. You know. Well, I'm not bad at math. I'm good at gambling math. Like, yeah, I can add up fucking low. Like,
it's a good way to learn.
But how many sides are in the AFL?
I did.
Now how would hey? You see where I'm going with this?
I do.
How is the first round 30 picks then?
So it's not. It's just the first night.
So what, they went into round two?
Yeah.
So why would they not finish round two then? Because wouldn't they go to 36?
Well, because then probably they wanted some quality for night two.
That's ridiculous. So someone's left hanging at the end of the round, halfway through round two.
A lot of people are left hanging. You don't know if you're next.
At least six people.
That's just absurd.
So what they did well, and it was a bit better.
Do you watch it?
I watched a fair bit of night one.
Any surprises? Any?
Oh, well, there were some bolters.
Was there?
There were a few players.
Noah? Well, did he get drafted again?
There were some players were exactly like Dusty Martin and some players were exactly like Christian Petrarca. So there were some
You know what? That one draft he's ever come out, I've read, he plays like Dane Swan. Not one.
Dane Swan when he was drafted or Dane Swan?
No, just so you know, like comparisons, like comparisons. There's never been one like me, I guess.
So that's what I'm going
to. Which that makes probably me better than all of them because there's been a lot of Dustin Martins, a lot of Chris Judds, a lot of fucking Petrarca. There's never been a Dane Swan, so.
Only one. God, can you imagine?
So they get, they asked all the kids to bring someone with them. Family, but 20, they were allowed, all of them were allowed, the main ones were allowed 20.
Well, like the top 10 or something.
Maybe more. So so when someone got drafted, instantly, you got 20 people, and they're all encouraged to go off and go.
Yeah, where was it in Melbourne?
Well, I saw Brownie up in Queensland, so I don't know if it was different venues.
I've seen that video of that young kid giving fellatio.
Excuse me,
he was doing his best. Have you not seen that?
Phones these days, I guess the kids. I wouldn't have known that. Wouldn't know what was going on at that age. I thought he was having a fucking aneurysm or something. These kids.
Where are the parents?
I know what he's been downloading.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So, Dane, you drafted 2002?
I won.
2001. Would you be happy with that tape of you, of the choice of your 20 from back then?
I was on schoolies when I got drafted, in case no one knows. So,
a bit busy.
I would have thought, I actually didn't even know I'd been drafted for about half an hour after the draft, so... But I'm not sure I would have liked the camera on me after I found out I'd been drafted.
No.
And the 20 people around you?
Wouldn't have been great. No.
How would it have compared to the facial expressions that kid was making?
About an hour later, I was doing very similar ones.
He went there.
Once they all found out I was drafted.
Line up, ladies. Oof.
There was a lot of facial popular man that night. Please. And that week, Samantha.
Please.
Yep.
I can't and I don't want
had
to.
Had cramps
imagine.
In me calves by the end. Me toes.
Christ.
Crazy. So that was a long time ago. It was 2001. So
yeah, yep.
So you forgot.
Had hairs in my teeth. Oh yeah. It was a different time, Samantha and Ralph. It's a different time. It wasn't, you know. It's when you just let your fur fly.
Do you?
That's why there's nothing. Oh, that, mate, that's what happened. Yeah.
You okay?
So I picked a few others from 58. Brady Gray.
The 258s this year.
15 years ago.
Oh, Brady Gray.
Yeah.
Picking a few out.
I think
of
he it. Came second, so in the Brownlow, he was very close.
21 games for Freo. Tom Hislop, 15 years ago.
Yep.
Sorry, Brady was 10 years ago. Tom Hislop.
Yeah, I know Tom.
Do you?
Yep. From Richmond, did he play?
He played some games at Richmond too.
Yep.
And 5 years ago, Fraser Turner.
And our Fraser, a good player. He's still going, isn't he?
He's now with the Waffle.
And
if this doesn't tell you everything about draft, so when he was picked up, when he was going back to the Waffle after not make it. And
listen, not everyone makes it, so it's nothing to be ashamed of.
I was going to say, due respect to someone who was good enough to even be drafted. But
he's in a magnificent bunch of 58s who he had more here. So he had more. Who's number one that he's drafted? So he had more chance of getting the Brownlow than – whoever that was 5 years ago.
This write-up is right in your wheelhouse. Turner was drafted. This is when the talk was about him going to
WA. How good he was,
Turner was drafted the Tigers with pick 58 in the 2018 AFL draft from Clarendon, the Tasmanian Football League, having impressed with a top 10 performance in the combine yo-yo test.
Yeah. No wonder he's still not there.
So it's a time trial.
If you're an athlete, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And a
yo-yo test. Yeah, he's a good athlete. We can't play footy.
I was the complete opposite.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That's why no one wants to be the next stage.
Exactly. He can find it. He can't do much with it. And he can't run. So he's going well.
How was Fev? What did you do on the weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Fev, bless him. He was great.
Tell people what you did.
We had Hex 28 on the weekend, which is MMA. It's a feeder comp.
I have to get down to one of them.
You have to come down. It's great. Excuse me, it's a feeder comp basically into the UFC.
Yeah.
At Festival Hall, which was a big step up. It was a great spectacle. Sold out, heaps of people there.
How was the old arena looking? Because
fucking
was
great.
Talk about it, selling, getting rid of it.
It looked great.
Awesome.
Venue's still working very well.
I saw Andre the Giant there in the 70s.
Did you?
Yeah.
I was saying when I got in there, I've been very drunk in that venue many times because I've been to a few.
My first concert was there. Yeah. First ever concert I went to.
Yeah.
Who?
Silverchair.
Oh, amazing.
Goes right.
That would have been good. It was really, really good. The fighting overall that night was quite good. The card was good. The main event was amazing.
Any fighting in the stands?
Bit of a surprise. No fighting in the stands. The Sushi Mango boys were there. I thought they were going to punch on. That was quite funny. With each other, of course. And then our man Fev, bless him, he...
So what was the comp?
He laid on the floor for 10 minutes.
And winked at people. And beforehand, he was in his change. He came out at the beginning, was watching and got a bit scared. So he went into his change room, sucking his vape, and was watching NCIS to get in the
zone.
He threw
a few punches in the second round. I watched the highlights,
Yeah, he did. It was a competition, basically.
He's vaping, is he?
He's vaping, like all the cool kids these days.
How old is he?
41? 41? 43?
I'm 40 in Feb, so probably a couple of years. Yeah, it'd be a couple of years older than me.
43. I think his opponent was 49. Basically, at checkout, when you bought tickets to the Hex 28, all you had to do was put in the code name for Vola and your name went into a bowl. The more tickets you bought, the more times your name was entered, and then a name was pulled out of the hat. But they obviously had to be within the heavyweight range.
18-year-old girl pulled a name out of that, I think, you know.
Yeah, correct. So they pulled out this guy's name, Tony Ciccone, who got labelled Tony the Tradie. He is certainly not a tradie, but he actually has a background in BJJ, so he's done
it
before.
In blowjobs.
BJJ. Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Oh, I got a bit of thought. Yeah, I was going to say.
Good for him having a purple belt.
I wonder they were wrestling on the floor. He was trying to get him one.
But it was actually an exhibition match, which meant there couldn't be a winner. And there was, I think, 8 rules that they had to abide by. So they actually weren't allowed to. They're only supposed to be allowed on the floor for 10 seconds before the ref had to stand them up. But that kind of went out the window pretty quickly. But beforehand, I was saying to Ralph off air.
Was this, what night, time of the night was this? Is this just for the main event?
So co-main event, basically. After an intermission. And I spoke to him beforehand on the media wall just to see how he was feeling. And I'd spoken to everyone else and got predictions and stuff. And he said that 3 things were going to happen. Either he was going to get knocked out, he was going to knock the guy out. Well, basically, they were the 2 that he went with. And neither of them happened. It kind of somehow, fuck knows if you watch the fight, somehow he survived the first round. Because basically, Tony the Trader just sat on him for the first round. And Fev survived it. I don't know how.
So my limited understanding of MMA rules is there's no rules.
Basically.
What rules were put in place to...
So there's 8 rules in an exhibition match. I don't know them all off the top of my hat, but...
But roughly.
I think there's no elbows. I think there's no... You're not allowed to punch them, like the shit out of them while they're on the ground, basically. So you're also not allowed to be...
Yeah. And, but not allowed to fight.
And he said that if the guy takes me to the ground, I'm cooked. And basically he was on the ground within 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Somehow he survived. But he also tried to be funny and said that when people have a car accident or a head injury, they often come back and can speak other languages. And so he said, I'd like to learn 3 languages, Chinese, French and something else. And I was like, well, English. And he goes, yeah, because then I'll be bilingual. Which should be trilingual. So he really had no idea before going in there. So anything that was going to happen, he was going to come out a better version of himself anyway. But somehow he survived all the rounds and everyone thought it was wonderful.
So it was good. No, I do need to get down to one of them. I've just been busy.
Well, the next one's at back at Melbourne Pavilion and then we're heading over to New Zealand.
When's
Auckland.
When's the Melbourne Pavilion one?
March.
Will
you be busy then?
I'll be back from my US jaunt then. I'll be around in March, depending on when local footy starts, I guess. But usually I do Saturday nights, don't I?
Yeah. Usually Saturday nights. But it was a good night, you know, lots of good fun faces. I spoke to Brent Harvey. He was one of the guests down there supporting Fev. Spoke about his return from injury in Suburban Football Club. No, he wasn't.
Is he playing again?
He said I wasn't going to when I did my leg. He goes, but I'm feeling really good, so I might go around again.
He'd be 50. Where old Brent Harvey?
Nah, 40s.
Still going.
In his 40s. Jesus,
he's mad.
Yeah, he's mad, but he's fucking fit as a fiddle.
Yeah, man, yeah, I know.
And straight into the AFL Hall of Fame when he retired.
Straight in.
He was eligible.
He is the all-time games record holder. he's
had a fair bit of it. I don't know why we have to go there. Yeah, it's all right. You can play 1,000 games, but you know, when you play when the fuck only 200 of them are good.
Oh, shit.
And that's why I went there.
So, it's fine. So, mate,
I was going to say, we should get Brent in, nothing. But if he's not going to be welcome.
An old coach of mine once said, don't count your games, make your games count. And I figured I did that.
Yep. Good for you.
Yeah, I was all Australian every 50 games. How many times is he all Australian? 3 maybe? Played 1,000 games. So there's
he's a every national 300 treasure. Games. You careful.
One best on ground in the state game in his first state game.
Well, I wasn't given a state game. Bomber Thompson didn't play him, didn't pick me. He fucked that up, wouldn't he? Didn't he? We all had a crack with him at the after party.
Welcome to this week's Shit of the Liver with Dane Swan. You got a good memory for certain things. I thought it was just...
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
So we lost one during the week. Host Carissa Thompson apologises after saying she fabricated NFL sideline reports, faces many criticism. Did you
hear
this one?
Yeah, she was on. I listen to part of my take sometimes.
Oh, that's your pod?
Yep. I listen to it every now and then, yeah. I think she said she was lying by the end, and she was fabricating the story about fabricating on the sidelines.
Speaking of Pardon My Take podcast, Thompson admitted to fabricating reports. There's an NFL sideline reporter, for those who don't follow it. Sideline reporters relay information they've received from players and coaches throughout the NFL games to provide additional colour for broadcast. I haven't been fired for saying it, but I'll say it again. I would make up the report sometimes because, A, the coach wouldn't come out at halftime, or it was too late and I was like, I didn't want to screw up the report, so I was like, I'm just going to make this up.
Fair enough.
There's no harm done unless she comes out. I did, then she was like, you know, we need to be better on third down, or, you know, we need to get fucking our offense going. Like, just generic shit, which I'm sure they'd say. Like, no one gives a fuck, do they?
But did you notice the pile on from the media? The media got into it.
No, afterwards. I didn't.
Oh, did they? Some solid people over there.
I guarantee three quarters of them have done the same thing.
So I was reading that off Wide World of Sports, and they put up some of the reactions. No. What guy I reckon does it? Barry on here. The fact that Carissa Thompson could make up sideline reports for years and nobody even noticed tells you all you need to know about the importance of sideline reporting.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's right.
Do you make that up, Samantha, when you sideline report?
No.
I'm sure I've made shit up before.
It's pretty easy to do, though. Like, I did futsal last weekend, and you literally have to, like, put your ear into the huddle and then quickly get some notes from there, and then you've got to quickly get over to the other huddle before the coach finishes talking to theirs, and you've got to put your ear in there and quickly write some notes down. And then within quicker on in 20 seconds, you've got to get there, look at your notes, and you've got to make a story out of it quickly. So I can see where she can get a little bit discoloured.
I did it for 3 years for Triple M.
You made it up for 3 years, or you do the job?
Have you met the guy who was the boss at the time, Sam? Do you reckon that would have been a smart idea?
Probably not. He would have known. If anyone would have known.
But I'll tell you one thing. Just at the time, sports gambling was just starting to
Take off.
This is the late 90s. I remember Bucks coming off the ground against Carlton one day. As I've done the usual lean over and try and get something. And he said, I've cracked it. I've broken the jaw. I heard him say to the guy. And I didn't, by the way, just for the sake of it. I know the statute of limitations. But I thought, that's why they have to stop people. If you're accredited, you shouldn't be able to gamble on footy.
Because
straight away you think...
You're not allowed to.
Well, you would lay Collingwood under that circumstance.
Say the under possessions.
With their best player off, knowing that he's got a broken jaw. So, yeah, that was a bit of a... But in general, no, I wouldn't think it would have been a good idea working for Ed and making shit up.
No.
Still keep bashing me. You've passed the baton on to Mason Cox?
Yeah, I just don't have the time anymore. Now he.
So this is the mud baton for people that don't.
Yeah, well, I was trying to. Yeah, so Mason Cox has now become Collingwood's most hated on Twitter, I would imagine. I probably still got a few votes from the opposition supporters, but Mason Cox seemed to irk a few with his fucking showground tweet or whatever it was. I thought I'll pass the baton on. He's still currently playing. I've got my own zoo at home, so I don't have the time to sit there and get in the mud. Maybe during footy season I'll get back to it, but just don't have the time to.
No, a bit busy.
Yeah, the mud. So Coxie's done a good job of taking the hatred away from me.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you think he'll be able to wear it as well? You think it'll get to him at all? Do you think there'll be a need to step away?
Doesn't seem
for
like it affects him
reasons?
Too much, I must admit. It doesn't seem like it bothers him.
Not going to play the mental health card?
Oh, you fucking may. Everyone does. Garrett.
No, I found a podcast which I love. So, but you'd have to
how
be
you
into
have
it.
The time.
No, so how would you rate Entourage as a show?
Very good. Yep, Ari Gold, one of the all-time characters.
Yes.
Yep. You're so right up. I haven't watched it in fucking 10 years.
Oh, I reckon second of Veep in a year starting with two. Second of Veep in comedies. How would that go?
Oh, Curb would be up there. Curb would be the best.
That's probably fair.
Yeah.
Sam, are you an Entourage fan?
I found it a bit overrated, maybe because I got into it late, as in like
it's probably
when
more,
I started
it's probably
watching,
more pointed to the male demographic, I think.
And then I was like, I kind of don't get it. Like it was, I started watching it when it was out on DVDs, right? So I borrowed friends' DVDs to kind of catch up, and I was like, I can't be bothered.
Yeah,
so I didn't have the hook on me that it seemed to have on a lot of other people.
Well, you had to peel it back because it could just look like blokey.
Mm.
In the end, it's four fuckwits living together.
Yeah.
Even though it's set in Hollywood.
Sounds pretty blokey to me.
That was its genius. Anyway, so there's a podcast called Victory, which is Johnny Drama's line.
Yeah.
They've got Johnny Drama, is it Kevin Dillon, I think his name, and the guy who played E, and the writer.
Yeah.
Right, they go through all every single episode
and just
and do some specials as well.
Okay.
So they get Adrian Greiner on. And apparently it took him 2 years. And
Adrian, why do you want to do it?
Well, I think he's a bit of a different cat.
Vinny Chase.
Look, I won't play it, but this could be a bit of an energy boost for you for next year. He's got into semen retention.
Yeah. Who? Adrian Greiner, whatever you call him.
Yeah, Greiner or whatever.
Is it what I think it is?
Yeah.
I don't know what I think. What do you think it is?
Can't be good for you.
Well, so he...
I want to see what Samantha thinks it is.
Good question.
Like working up the purple-headed yogurt slinger, but not letting it actually sling the yogurt.
Okay. Is that what it is?
It is. Oh, and he said he went 2 bouts of 4 months and 6 months. 4 months and 6 months.
What is that?
And
what?
He said it gave him a new bit of life energy. And I'm just thinking for your 40 years playing local footy, you might need that next year.
So what, just before the game? As we're running out, hey, mate, just give us a... This is about 3 seconds on the tennis elbow.
Getting it up, but not keep it inside you because that gives you that life form.
Sure, I've got the discipline.
So do you take it to the edge or do you just...
Take it to the edge.
Wow.
I'm sure I've got the mental strength for that.
What, to get it to the edge or to hold it in?
And he said that some people just knock the top of it to sleep.
Yeah.
And I thought some people. Yeah. But so this is the reverse. Instead of it, beauty could have a nap, it's fills you full of energy by keeping all the life forms inside you. Oh, I think that makes him a bit of a weird fuck.
Yeah, and I would suggest, yes. I would say, no wonder hasn't been 2 years on that podcast. Not a. Nah.
Wouldn't like.
Nah.
Oh, I feel ill.
Why?
I feel ill. The thought of that.
Much easier for a woman to do that than a man.
It's quite a common occurrence, I would say.
Yeah.
I would say it's quite a common occurrence amongst women to get to the edge and.
That's what I mean. So it's much easier.
But women are not physically keeping a liquid inside themselves.
Well, that's the lie. The squirters.
Well, some of them. Do you know what I mean? Like, where's the. Doesn't it. I can't. I'm genuinely going to hurl. Doesn't it.
I do know of two cricketers, one in the 80s who went on a tour of the subcontinent without letting go and inspired someone in the 90s to try it as well. And it was like, never mind winning a test match, they managed. But mind you, back then in Pakistan, I don't think...
I was going to say, that doesn't really fucking thrill me with the heap of excitement going to fucking Pakistan and India and stuff like back then.
And I don't think you could take your own...
Yeah.
You know, like that TV chef last week.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, it wasn't.
So it might make it a bit harder, but anyway.
Let's move on. I feel you.
Why? It's a beautiful thing.
I said, how'd you go when he got back? And he said, it was like a yoga truck hitting a brick wall.
like Scream, we move with a bat.
Oh, that is fucked.
That's what Adrian says. You spoke to him. What's wrong with that? Killed millions of kids that day. It was a genocide.
Let's fuck it out. Move on.
Been thick.
It's from Matt. Crocs, yes or no?
No.
Nah, not for me.
It's from Craig. So Dane doesn't want a beer after a hard day's work. How would he know?
And that's a fair point. Well, that's a fair point. Wow.
I just got it.
I just filmed Taste Buds with Dane Swanson, which is going to be a Logie winning show or Logie winning host on it. Mate, I was there for fucking, that was a full day's work. 8:30 to 4:30 basically, 9 to 5. That's a full day's work. I came home and I had to feed the kids now, so I didn't stop till 7:30. Mm. Right.
Relentless.
How on earth did you recover from that one day?
Just got to sleep. I was asleep by 8:30 and then today's not Tuesday. What did I do yesterday? I was up early and I fucking up and at him again.
NFL.
Yeah, no, I was up early. NFL. NFL. Watched the NFL yesterday. NBA today.
This is from Turtle Magpies. Dane, Harry Demetia, have I got that pronunciation? Anyway, he's a new Collingwood recruit.
Yeah.
Plays like Benny Johnson.
Is he?
Any Rat Pack advice for Harry?
I hope he plays. Well, it depends how he hope he's good on it. Offit as he's on it if he plays like Ben. Well, if he plays like he's half as good as Ben, we've found one. Ben's a very good player, but any Rat Pack advice for him? Maybe who can we steer him towards? Well, maybe just hang by Geordie and stuff like that if you want to get into it. But no, good on him if he plays like Ben. I hope he kicks the ball a bit better than Ben, or kicks it more good-looking ball. Ben's were very effective, but it was a pretty fucking ugly kick. At least the helicopter, but they'd get there. But yeah, hopefully he goes all right. He's got better hair than Ben as well.
Actually, you brushed over it last week. How was the Brad Hill chat?
That was good. Bobby Hill.
What did I say, Brad Hill?
Brad Hill's his cousin on the Motorplay for Saints. No, Bobby's very good. I think they call him Tintin, I think. That's the sound his two medals make.
Ah, nice.
I mean, but no, he was good. I think he's obviously now that he's won the Norm and the Granny, I think he's got a few more gigs. So he's obviously starting out. He was very good. I didn't know a lot of the stuff that he talked about, so it was actually nice to just sit in and actually listen to him as well. But he was very good. Good young kid. I've actually got a thing Friday in Tassie with David Boone and Archie Thompson, so it should be fun. Wow. I've never heard Boone talk. I'm sure he's got a lot of stories, I would imagine.
There's one that he doesn't like talking about.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Someone asked him to piss him off.
Yeah.
You can do that. When I have talks with people, I literally have to go and speak to them beforehand and go, is there anything I'm talking about, anything I'm not talking about? And usually they tell me, don't talk about this, don't raise this, let's talk about this. But you just...
No, I'm well. So Bernie gives a... How many was it really?
Would you do that with footballers? Because I found, including when I did it with himself before we knew each other, most footballers do not care.
Some do.
Really?
Name and shame them.
No, that's the reason I've asked before I go on.
No, I ask if they want to speak about something, but I generally...
Often if they've been in the media recently,
yep.
Or if it's still kind of like stirring in the pot, they're like, let's not talk about this.
Is it a bad thing?
Yeah. Or a thing, not necessarily bad, but thing that media's blowing up because that's what they like to do. Either them or sometimes if it's some people's managers will message beforehand and say, don't raise this. We're not talking about this.
Be nice if some people's managers message them.
You just wait till 13th of April.
Exactly. He's meant to come down and help, you know, I'm going out into a new, trying something different, you know, stepping out of my comfort zone, hosting TV shows, something I've never done before, you know, it's just, we'd like a bit of moral support.
See, he was on the sideline.
Oh, he's not trying to hold me hand, you know, like if it was just me doing a sport, no problem, no one needs to be there, but, you know, just looking for a little bit of moral support, just come down, oh, you're going really well, mate, yeah, do this. Absolutely nothing. Now, the draft was on Tuesday, was it draft Monday night? No, Tuesday night. Yeah. No, it was Monday, Tuesday night, wasn't it?
Yep.
But I'm going down, like, an hour away to film this on someone's farm. Like this.
What day was that?
This was Monday.
No, well, Jack Rewald was doing a pilot.
Yeah, no, I don't think, no, that would not surprise me, Ralph. That would not surprise me. manager's listening, I know he's an avid listener to this show, mate, just get in touch with your boy, your longest serving fucking client.
He does follow your Instagram. That's another reason I knew
him. I'm his longest serving client. I would imagine.
Is
me, you know, Ablett, I think, probably. We and him in the same year.
So there'd be a sliding scale, wouldn't there, that he takes less the longer you've been with him?
In fact. I think it's going the other way somehow. It's fucked. I should start just pegging him down a bit. But, yeah, like you think, you know.
Based on, you should pay him an appearance fee. Oh, he didn't turn up.
Roll up very Monday, very nervous. Like, I just don't know. If hosting's my thing, like, you know, facing the camera, like trying to do all this stuff, and then, you know, just looking for a bit of moral support from the guy who tipped me in, you know, asked me if I'd do it. He said, yes, you'd be good, great at it. So I'd go and looking for a bit of moral support from a manager and
Zippo.
Like nowhere. And then he agreed to come.
He was looking for a park.
He agreed to come on Saturday, like, it's like an hour away, like, big barbecue, so he was going to be on the episode, so at least I got someone to bounce off and banter with. Yeah. I know him. Ah, he's pulled out. He's pulled out more than Adrian Grainne.
Fair from Matt.
That was all that just for that joke. Yeah, well, that was so good. It took a while to get there, but
we got there in the end.
We built up just like Adrian Grenier.
from Matt, would Dane play golf with Daniel Andrews?
I'd play golf with anyone, unless I could use his head as the ball. What about him? Why isn't it? Karma's a lovely thing, isn't it?
Oh, it's just.
Poor Daniel.
Well, excuse me?
Well, someone's got to feel sorry for him.
Why? Why? Why do you? No. Why?
Just for a bit of balance. Why not?
But why do you have a problem with him not being allowed in the Portsea Golf Club?
I have a problem with. I really haven't been invested in this story, but I do have a problem.
That shouldn't stop you having an opinion.
Exactly.
With people that use like
assholes. Everyone's got one. They all use
their personal things to kind of affect. Like that's purely because
it's exactly what he did for us for 3 years.
Did he, like?
By the way. Speaking of being used, do not put stuff on your social media of us being nice to you. We go out of our way to be to give a brand.
Get some kind of image.
Our image, and you put up toasted croissants.
Because we had the food critic coming in, so.
Well.
What have we got there?
Oh, well, I had a ham, cheese, tomato croissant.
You fucking inhaled that. I was irritated. Three. You inhaled that. But it's. I think, not that I've been in a golf club, but I think it's actual a normal like, thing to actually have stick your name up on the board. Yes. People get so. Why should he get special treatment? Just slide right in.
I don't think he should get special treatment. I don't think he should get. I don't think he should get different treatment. Is my point.
Absolutely, he should get different treatment.
Okay, like he shouldn't get special and he shouldn't get unspecial. He should just be.
Shouldn't get unspecial.
Should be the same as everyone else.
Unspecial, is that a word?
From Mac Daddy.
No.
Why do my earbuds cut out when my phone is in my pocket? But when it's on the bench, I can be 20 metres away.
Yeah, no, sometimes happens to me too.
What's in your pants?
Maybe. Hello? Maybe the fabric is covering it up?
Yeah, could be.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but that happens to me sometimes.
You shouldn't have your phone next to your balls anyway.
Why?
Adrian Grenier did.
It's not good for your swimmers.
Well, I don't need them anymore.
Well, you may do.
Oh, where else do you put your phone?
I don't know. I don't put it near my uterus.
No, you have balls?
No, I don't have balls. My balls stayed up as gonads and became ovaries.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a question. Good. Let's chat about hankies.
From who?
Luke.
He's a funny man, Luke.
You know Luke.
Yeah, no, I know Luke. Yeah, no, we had a chat about hankies on the way back from Tasmania on Sunday.
Did you?
Yeah.
You didn't even tell us you were in Tasmania.
No, you know, he mentioned he was going there.
No, I was in Tassie last weekend, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Went down there to watch a mate, Illy, playing a concert.
How'd he go?
He was very good. And mate's uncle owns a plane, so we got a private plane down there, which was fun.
Not a bad day at the
office. Yeah, no, so I was good 24 hours. So then the conversation got to hankies on the way home. So
yep, you know, share the conversation with
him. We'll not share the whole conversation, but you won't find it funny. But obviously, hankies were obviously invented before the tissue, clearly.
Well, that would be logical, yeah. Fabric compared to...
Well, yeah, just because, you carry a hanky around, I thought you snot in it.
Agreed.
But then there was, we don't need to talk about that.
From It's Benno, any horror pre-season stories from Dane?
The fact that he had to go to one?
Pre-season stories? Oh, most of them are horrible. I got first...
I can't believe it's pre-season already.
For the shit clubs that have put it back already.
Local clubs are starting pre-season.
That's all the kids honestly. On the weekend.
What planet would you want to be going running? And they wouldn't even have the footies out yet. They'd just be running laps. Yeah. Like, some people just fucking love it that much, don't they?
Mm-hmm. It's bizarre.
I used to try. Once I got to the point where I was established, I'd try and get out of it. So, I got a jab in the bottom of my foot once and wasn't even sore at the end of the season. So, I'd... wouldn't have to run in my break, so I could come back and start walking.
That's the kind of work ethic you're going to instill in your children, isn't it?
I
had
plantar fascia problems, so they jabbed me. And then so they said, just don't do anything for 8 weeks. I came back and started real slow, which is how I should have started anyway, because I've always said it. Like, especially you run a PB day one, so we do a TK time trial, and you run 6 minutes five, right? You're not running 5 minutes 30. It's, like, impossible. So... you're going to stay at that level for 3-4 months before footy starts. And you know the only thing's going to happen? You're either going to decrease or you're going to get hurt.
Mm. So I do that with math science with racing. If a horse comes back so good first up, everyone jumps onto it. But you go, hang on, you're already at your top.
Yeah.
You got to be careful.
Mate. Exactly. Yeah. So I'd come back. And it always happens.
So you weren't a first up specialist?
No, I was a first up specialist. Well, depends. It was over a shorter distance. It was all right. But anything a bit longer, no good. But like I'd always come back. And you get in trouble, same shit. Right, skin folds would be high. Time trial wasn't good. I'd try and get out of the time trial. But if I didn't, as long as I broke seven for like.
Seven?
As long as I broke 7 minutes for your 2K, first 2K up.
You didn't get in trouble.
Did I see two players broken six drafted?
Probably, yeah. They all have to be.
They're so Steele
would, when I was playing, Steele would, and obviously, 20 years ago, you were probably running 8 minutes, but like obviously, nutrition, everyone's fitter. So like now. Water. Yeah, exactly. So the young kids are obviously trying for the draft camp. So yeah, breaking six is flying. So I'd try and break seven. If I get around the seven mark, but then like you're going to the meeting, hands up if you didn't look after yourself in this off season. Fucking same people. Yeah, why? Well, because it's me off season. Well, it's not your pre-season. It's an off season. It's an off season to fucking enjoy yourself. I won the BNF last year. I was all Australian. Won the flag or whatever. Relax. Mate. You gotta set a good example. I haven't set a good example in the 15 years I've been here. What fucking thinks you think I'm gonna make a change now? But it's the same stuff. So, well, you watch, and I've always said, and I understand like the young kids or blokes who are on the verge, played 4 or 5 years and they look like they're gonna, that this is their make or break year. You have to come back and you have to be fair, make every post a winner, but which I completely understand. But like when the footies come out, like the match practice, they're not gonna go, oh well. Swanee ran a pretty ordinary first day back 2K. So I'm not sure he can play round one against fucking Carlton. I'm not sure. But as soon as the footies come out,
Sam,
you got it or you don't.
How many cooking shows get offered to someone who won the time trial?
I mean,
exactly.
I'd like to see that stat.
It's a lifestyle show. I don't know what I'm saying. But sure. I've got a photo of the Fat Chance photo. That was day one of preseason. I think day two of preseason where.
We got fat shame.
Oh, I've been fat shame twice in the paper. I was on the, I think it was called Fat Chance. I was on the, I'd been running and I took my shirt off and was laying down. They took a photo. It was like Fat Chance on the back page of the paper. I'm sure that's a horror story, but I wasn't very nice. Men have feelings too. They wouldn't do that to a fucking
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
FLW won't go, would they?
That is most unlikely.
Yeah.
By the way, how'd the D's go?
No, I was saying it's way. Obviously, I didn't follow the FLW as much as straight sets.
Yeah.
Picked by the cats.
No, they got great culture though. There, it's great. They're flying. They're going. They got their million. They got their million for finishing on top.
By the way, if anyone wants to swap Foo Fighter tickets. I can't go to the Coterie dinner because at the moment I go to the Foo Fighters on the 6th. If anyone's got tickets for the 4th, I'm happy to swap with you. Because I want to go have a meal with the culture.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. Yeah, meal on a line. Yeah,
but instead I'm going to the...
But back to the point before, the NRL in particular.
That's where you can go.
Have you never been to a Coterie dinner before?
I say have a meal on a line with them.
You missed it. So from Jared, why can't my mate grow a decent beard? # pube face.
Sweet, huh?
Well, genetics, I would imagine. You can go to Turkey and get it done.
The implant.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, you can go to, I think it's Turkey or somewhere over there. You can go get it done. And, mate, you, Samantha, I'll go on break for Christmas. I'll go and then fucking come back with the beard.
With a beard?
Sure, your partner would love that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
From Michael, any updates about the pastries in the bakery?
I was hoping for some clear indication of to what side people fell on this conversation, but no one's obviously.
Well, put a poll up then if ever people listen, but it's black and white for me.
It is.
You should absolutely. And if anyone out there is listening and does, I don't know, a pastry shop or.
Give him a call. Taste buds.
A fish and chip shop, or
you know, Dane might turn up with the film crew.
And just slides in an extra potato cake or something like that.
Yeah,
you don't pay for it. It's like, you know, sometimes I go up to my local barn meal sandwich shop or something. You'll throw in a donut, and
he's got over it.
Does he pay? Clearly. Do I pay for that donut? No. So
someone does.
Like, yeah.
Paul Butler behind the counter.
But if you're offering it, so if I said, "Hey, do you want a coffee?" Not that if I said, "Do you want a coffee?" and I went and would I go, he's like, give us the $5. You'd be fucking mortified. So it's exactly the same thing. Well, did anyone want a sandwich? Yeah, I'll go grab it.
Yeah, but I'd offer.
Give us the $10.
Some people do, Dane. There are a lot of people that are like that.
Your money wasn't good with me this morning.
I know, Samantha. I saw it back there. I actually thought there was two of them there, but there
wasn't. It's more the point of who pays. Who carries cash?
Well, because this morning I bought something at the... he's king of cash. Well, this morning straight I paid up. For something at the...
In saying that, though, like, okay, go, you tell your story.
Oh, it'll but this morning I paid for something at the servo and they charged me a lot more. And I was like, really? I thought that was $4.50, not $9.50. Anyway, he overcharged me. So he gave me... He opened the drawer and gave me cash back. And I was like, thanks. Well, where do I put this?
Beautiful. Mate, speaking of cash, I love to see the joy on, like... Small mom and pop stores when like I buy something, I pull out cash. They don't even look up.
Yep.
These days, just like, yep, $27 on the thing. I go, is it 50? And they get so excited. A lot of them
get to practice their maths.
Do you ever crack a funny and tap the screen with your note? That's very amusing.
Is it? Yeah. You get a good laugh?
Whoa, every time. And finally, from Phil. I've been away. Have I missed the ticket sales for the boat trip?
We had it, Phil, actually. It was a great day.
It's coming. It's coming.
Well, on the off chance Dave can't get a guest next week, I'll try to get one.
Or even I will. Anyway.
What have you done? Have you ever got one?
I keep offering them, and Ralph doesn't even write back to me. So people don't write back to me, Dane. Did you write back to me in the week? No.
No.
Okay.